So in just a moment, we're going to have the elders speak to us. And Dennis is going to speak to us about this past year. Rob is going to speak to us about this upcoming year. And Jim is going to finish off with a few additional thoughts, including goals that we ought to have. What this morning is an opportunity for us. It's an opportunity for us to uphold the pattern that God has given us for the church. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1, it mentions that the church had elders and deacons and was made up of saints. And it is an opportunity for us to appreciate and recognize the work that our elders are doing as well as our deacons. I had read for us this morning 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, which I believe there was a misunderstanding. I think the elders actually wanted a different passage read. We'll get to that in just a second. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another." We're taught in other places that we're supposed to submit to our elders, and this is an opportunity for us to do that. But it's also an opportunity for us to understand some of what's going on and to give an appreciation for them. I'd like you to observe, though, that around verse 12 and 13 was verse 11. This morning we're going to be told some about the work that's being done. There are men working, but that does not absolve us from our responsibility to work. Because while it says that we're supposed to appreciate those who are diligently laboring, it began in verse 11 that we're supposed to encourage one another and build up one another just as you also are doing. So this morning, consider also what your responsibility is, what it is that you can do. Now, I believe what the elders wanted read was Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. And this was my mistake. I didn't check with them. So let's read this very quickly, and then we'll hand it over to Dennis. "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you."
I'd like to welcome all of you here this morning, all of our Northside family and our guests. It is very encouraging to have all of you here with us this morning. I have notes for this morning, and as much as I really don't want to, I'm probably going to read a lot of this notes because I don't want to miss anything. And for some reason, today is one of those days that I think I left my rememberer at home. So, in order to make sure we get all this, we're going to read a lot of this, but this is really from the heart, and it's from the elders here. We are just members of this congregation who happen to have taken on a huge responsibility, and sometimes this responsibility can be a little bit frightening. But we are all here to work together with one another. To start with, I'm going to take just a few minutes and look back at 2014, at some of the family matters that we have here that have happened. In 2014, Northside Church of Christ was blessed with the addition of still more families. We happily welcomed the Amonites, the Batistas, the Crows, the Greens, the Hamiltons to our Northside family. It's very good to have you all here working with us. In the fall, Rob Phipps, and this is kind of a long process for Rob Phipps. So in the fall, he kind of came here, but he's been back and forth, but he has brought his wife Kathy here and his mother, Ramona, and they're finally settled in here and working with us, and we're really glad to have them here. And Todd Nielsen, his family is here. And Todd has been, we think, here permanent, and then he has to go someplace else. He told me this morning that he is here for at least the next year because he has a local job that he's going to be doing. And we're very glad to have him back here with Cheryl and Jacob and Sophia. It's very good to have all of you here with us. We're encouraged by those who have come in and expressed their readiness to go to work for God. And we see that in these brethren that have moved in here with us. And it's very good. Also, many of our families were blessed with the arrival of new babies. What a blessing we've had. We want to encourage the parents to bring up our children in God's ways. And we call this our children because they're part of this congregation. I know they're your children, but we claim them too. They're a very important part here. Passages in Deuteronomy and Proverbs, Ephesians, and elsewhere speak of the importance of training our children. And we look forward to watching Kinley Barnhart, Iris Crow, Aspen Hall, Levi Phipps. We're looking forward to watching them grow up in the church, in the Lord. And we have others that are on the way too. It's just been a tremendous blessing for the congregation here this past year and in these next few months. We have taken steps here to provide an environment where adults and children can grow in the Lord. To help with physical necessities, we have set up a second nursery area to accommodate parents caring for their little ones here and for those who are on the way. To meet the growing spiritual needs, Dennis and Teresa Hatters have continued with the assistance of many others to prepare classrooms and materials for the use of children. While we rejoice with new members and healthy babies and the continuing development of our Bible class curriculum, 2014 also gave us reason to weep at times. We mourn the passing of Brother Kyle Speed, but we are happy that his widow Joanne continues to be part of this family and the work here. In 2014, many of our families have struggled with health issues. Harold Jeffries continues to battle with his cancer. It's very good to see Harold and Rosa here this morning. We did not know if they would be able to make it, but they're here. We've stood in awe of the power of God as he has extended Harold's life on earth long past what the medical field said was possible. And Rosa told me this morning that they asked the doctors why Harold was still here, and the person who is not a Christian said, "It is prayer." And we all believe that, and we all do that. We do continue to pray for Harold and for Rosa's strength as the struggle goes on. We have other family members who struggle with declining physical health and chronic illnesses. Jerry and Linda Hall, Jack and Velma Smith, Dorothy Bailey, Ramona Phipps, the Berwicks come to mind immediately also. Many of us experience ongoing and reoccurring ailments. Well, at times, time really does not permit us to go through all the details on everyone in the congregation. But let us regard one another's problems as an opportunity to help. And let's think about one another and the things that our brethren are going through, because really we're going through the same thing they're going through because they are our family. We were all saddened when we learned that Kayla Chavez, 10 years old, had cancer. This Northside family came alongside Nick, Jen, Jillian, Randy, Loretta, Morgan, Marcy. In prayers, in financial support, in other encouraging ways, realizing that Nick and Jen were rightly preoccupied with Kaylee's treatment plans, they had no opportunity to stop or to shop for Christmas gifts. Many of the rest of this Northside family bought and wrapped presents for them. This congregation made sure there would be a Christmas gift for the children before their departure to St. Jude. We've tried to keep everyone aware of developments in Kaylee's treatments through announcements at our assemblies, through email and Facebook. We have to acknowledge the unwavering, always increasing faith of Nick and Jennifer expressed in their acknowledgments of God's continuing to answer prayers. Reading Nick's messages, very, very encouraging, isn't it? To think of what they go through and his keeping us informed, the attitude that we see in them. So these things and others affirm our being kindly affectioned toward each other. Let us never lose that tenderness, that brotherly love. Ephesians 4:32, be ye kind to one another. One thought that I had was thinking of others, you know, the things that this congregation has done for Nick and Jen. Some might think that they were told to do this, but people just on their own initiative set up the things that went on. Their love for them just took over and they just did what needed to be done, and it's great. I think of the prayer meeting that the ladies had was very, very beneficial. And they set a good example for the men, and the men did the same thing. And Nick was there, and the one thing that be ye kind to one another, thinking of others. Nick led a prayer. We were all praying for Kaylee and that. Nick led a prayer for everyone else. We continued our work this past year for God in areas of evangelism and edification also. We tried to align the adult classes and many of Jared's lessons in 2014 to emphasize our chosen theme for the year, and that was honoring God. We saw members get involved in studies and visitation and helping each other. We invited Tim Stevens last year to help us with our singing. Was a very good time for us. We invited Dennis Allen, when he was here in the United States, to come and share news of his work in Brazil, which we support. We try in all our activities to follow the New Testament pattern. Our assistants to Rex Cornwell, Dennis Allen, Wilson Copeland, and Wilson is preparing right now for another trip to China, which we help support. This is all done exactly the way the New Testament congregation supported Paul and others back in that day. Through the teaching here and through our fellowship with men elsewhere in the world, we are working to carry out the commandment to teach and make disciples. I'm going to conclude these remarks at this time by stating how happy I am to be able to serve you. I ask that you would continue to pray for the elders because we need it. I'm going to ask you to pray for one another. We pray for one another on health issues and things like that, which are very important. But let's pray for one another on spiritual issues too, because we may not know who we're praying for. Sometimes we look around and we see people that we might think are weak in the faith or whatever and need our prayers, and we pray for them. But you might be praying for the preacher, you might be praying for the elders, you might be praying for the deacons, or it's maybe even a Bible study, a Bible class teacher that you think is perfect or whatever. Let's pray for one another. You never know. At this time, Brother Rob is going to speak to us on a couple of the physical things that go on around here and some future plans. Brother Rob? Oops, we're tied down.
Speaking of physical things. Do you have the clicker, Jim? You're doing the clicking. Good morning. I'm in the middle. Again, I'd like to thank Dennis for the encouraging words that he's started sharing with all of you. And also would like to thank all of you, as Dennis did, for your prayers. The work that we have is very serious, and we are held accountable, and we are trying to do our very best, but we are so thankful that we have our brothers and sisters that come alongside of us and speak truth to us and support us and encourage us, and we would encourage you to do that as well. Last year, our theme was honoring God. We have tried to, in the last several years, pick a theme, and last year, as you know, it was honoring God, you know, to try to understand who God is and how he wants to be served and how and what he expects from us. This year, the elders, along with Jared and have come up with the theme of hope. You've already heard that. And many passages speak to that. One of my favorites is Romans 15, verse 13, that says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, that through, in believing, that through the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." And we are excited about that theme this year, and we think that we're going to have some great studies and lessons and sermons based around that. What a wonderful year that we had starting here off in 2015, because one of our young men now has hope. Colin Green was baptized into Christ a couple of weeks ago, and Colin, we are so thankful for your courage and for your understanding of God's word and what that means, not only to us, but son, you've made the most important decision of your life. And we talked about the other two, right? And we'll talk about that later. But the most important decision that any of us can make is decide who our master is and to obey him. And this young man did this, and we started off a good year. We hope that this would continue in more baptisms throughout the year. And we hope that we will be an encouragement and example to Colin as well as to one another. And that we might, as Peter stated in his letter to the aliens and sojourners in Peter, that let us continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thought I was going to be doing the budget. But that was not on our agenda. There's just too, again, we don't have enough time. I do have copies of the budget and all the numbers for those of you that like those things. Please see me afterwards, and we'll be more than happy to give an accounting of all the funds that have been used throughout the year. Let me just say that we are financially very strong, and we have also more than doubled our benevolence in terms of this past year as well as going into this next year, and we are excited that we're able to do that. So again, if you need a copy, let me know. The past year, we had two major expenses that you may or may not know about. One was the baptistry, which would take many, many hours to take care of. And then, as you know, the parking lot was pretty chopped up. And so we spent quite a bit of money in taking care of those, removing some bushes so we could increase some more parking spaces there. And with this new fang-dangled baptistry filtration system, it is saving a lot of time. But more importantly, it's giving an effective filtration and things like that. So just so you know that we have put a lot of money into that, and that's going to help us get moving forward. But not only that, just please understand that as we make these decisions, we are also understanding the value that it adds in the time that it comes to maybe sell this building. When we bought the building, if you remember, it was just been over about 4 years ago. We moved over in October, I believe, of 2000, and we've been here just over 4 years. It seems like it's gone by so fast. And we have, years ago, it's been quite a growth since we've been here. But we're hoping that as we get close to making a decision to move, that these improvements will add to the value of what we've been doing. Speaking of that, brothers and sisters, it may be time. Last Sunday, I was in the back and I counted about 128 people at our morning service. 128. Now, the sign back there says occupancy 175. I have no idea. It must be the whole building. But and we're not too crowded this morning, but as many of you know, we are filling up, and we're well over 80% of our occupancy right up here. It's been a blessing to have grown, not only in number, but also spiritually in the way that we've grown, being able to select elders and deacons, and have so many of you participate. But we looked at, it's time to start looking, and we have been looking all last year. We finally actually have one, maybe two locations that look promising. So there'll be some of us going out this week to take a look at that facility, and as soon as we think that that might be an option, we will share with you as that information comes available. Okay. As we have grown, we've also recognized that we've been spiritually blessed in our strength with all of you stepping up and helping with our classes and the talents that you possess. We have already and will again speak with you about teaching Bible classes. We need teachers. You should be teachers in whatever way you should be teaching. And we really need your help to step up in that area. So we ask that you not be bashful about that, but step up and help us in this way. We're also going to try to, as a general rule, that we won't ask anyone to be a teacher until you've been with us, working with us for at least 6 months. We've also have a website. We've mentioned that from time to time, but we're actually hoping that we're going to continue to build out this website and make it more useful for us. You'll probably start seeing more emails come through that website, but there is so much value, especially in the social media and in the days where people are trying to find our work and what we're doing. They're going to be going to that. And you yourselves as members can find a lot of information about one another. And we even have pictures. So if you forgot what I look like, you just go on there and you can take a look. But we'd recommend that you do that. Remember, though, as a member, as you get into a little bit deeper of that information, you do have to have a login. If you have any questions about that, don't talk to me about that. I had to talk to Corey about that, so Corey is taking over that a little bit, and we appreciate his efforts in that area. But the other goals that we have in mind for building up and edifying one another, first of all, we again want to increase our teacher pool, and we have several that are teaching back-to-back in these sessions, in these quarters, and after a while it gets hard on them, and we'd like to see them up in our assembly in the adult classes and participating in that. We plan to conduct a teacher workshop, and we want to, again, provide some additional guidance and help if that's needed. During the summer, we're probably going to be bringing back the parenting class. That seemed to go over pretty well, so we hope to be doing that. We also have been approached by some of you about a marriage retreat or a marriage class, and we think it's time. It's a good idea. So we're going to look it toward maybe later in the fall, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday type of event that we would encourage our marriage couples to maybe look at that. We also want to start looking at developing our themes and our studies for the adult classes about 3 years out, and looking at a general Old Testament history, New Testament epistles, a poetry gospel, or just some contemporary challenges that we are facing. And we are going to also try to assign our teachers for those classes at least 6 months ahead, so there's adequate time to prepare and focus on your work. Philippians chapter 3, verses 14 and 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And as we've been addressing some of these physical changes and goals and things that we've had and successes, brothers and sisters, let's never forget that our main purpose, our most important work, is to help each other here get to heaven. And that should be our goal, the upward goal, the prize that we have for us all to be in heaven. We always realize that the importance of a physical environment helps in that in some ways, but even the more effective presentation of sound biblical teaching will be required and much needed for our groups. Beyond the classes, our assemblies must continue to be edifying, and we appreciate the work that Jared continues to do and the ongoing studies he has privately and within our congregation. He and Bonnie have been a tremendous blessing to us. We are thankful for the eagerness we see to reach out in many ways, besides men and women volunteering to do the things that must be done. In our classes and with our young people serving in our worship service, we see you, our families, reaching out, helping each other. And as Dennis mentioned, sometimes just a word or a certain situation is mentioned, and it's amazing to us the amount of love and support and the things that get done without asking too much of you. We are very, very thankful for that. I want to close by thanking each of you for that kind of attitude and that kind of response. Let me finish in reading Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 24 through 25, as we understand the importance of considering one another. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking the assembly of our own assembly together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Jim?
You know, this is one of my favorite friends. At least I didn't walk off with it, but well, I haven't yet. We'll see how quickly we can do a good wrap-up. I want to begin by saying, you know, we've presented some of the things that we think are important for you to hear, not just about ourselves. I hope there was very little about the three of us in this, but about you, about the things you are doing. We are family here, and I know that it must come across that Rob and Dennis and I appreciate you. And kind of that's going to be some of the focus of the wrap-up here, but there are a couple of other things. I want to say something about the relationships between or among the elders here. They're good. Robin Dennis and I get together quite a bit and discuss things. We made it a rule from the beginning, which is 4 years ago. Rob's math is different. He said something about getting this building in about 4 years ago, year 2000. Try 2010. Yes, you did. But it's been about that same amount of time that the three of us have worked together as elders. And one of the first commitments we made was to work together. That the three of us would do everything we can to come to agreement on something before it goes any further. Particularly when there are questions, we try to make it a point to, so just so you know how we work on things, to study those things out individually and collectively. We believe we need to do that. If we're going to be applying scripture to circumstances, we need to study it and be prepared. You heard them comment about the participation we see here, and we're very thankful for that. And though it wasn't specifically brought out, you know, the good financial posture we're in, as we might have to, well, as we will be looking toward another facility shortly, the good financial posture we're in is because this congregation gives as it should. You know, we're told in 1 Corinthians 16 that we are to lay by in store. We're also told that we are to be cheerful givers, that we are to give as we've been prospered. And our financial posture reflects that, and we're grateful for that. Regarding that time when we're going to have a bigger facility, there's no doubt it's going to be coming. But in the meantime, we need some help here. This is not one of the mornings when we have all the chairs pulled out and all that sort of thing. I've stood at the back as well and have seen. And really, we could help ourselves a little bit here if we would move forward. If some of us would please just move forward and fill some of the seats and openings here. The chairs are there, yes, but they pose other problems as well. So what we're asking for in the meantime is that we move forward. It will make things a lot better as we wait for that time and for that right facility. We almost lost some visitors a couple of weeks ago. This is why this is important, one reason it's important. We almost lost some visitors a couple of weeks ago because they came to the back there and saw how the chairs were already out and the back rows were filled and so on. In the near future, I hope we're going to see some ushers appointed. So we're going to be taking volunteers. If you would like to be, gentlemen, if you would like to be an usher and help us with seating here, we'd be happy to hear from you. That we can have some direction in seating. It's not that we're going to get rude or anything, but we're going to encourage some good seating arrangements here. We've been very fortunate also in our relationship with the deacons. I hope the right ones are coming up. Yeah. We give our relationship with Jared 5 stars. We talked with him just last weekend, and we're happy with that. And we're going to give that relationship, that same kind of rating to the deacons. We've had very good discussions with them on many occasions. And we want this kind of thing to continue. At this point, regarding deacons, I do have one special announcement to make. And it is that one of our deacons, one of our present deacons, has indicated a desire to step out of those duties at this time, well, at the end of March. He wants to pursue some other duties here. He wants to get a little more involved in teaching, particularly since he has children of his own in those classes downstairs. So effective the end of March, Brian Bruce will be stepping out and into those other roles. So Brian, we thank you for what you've done for us so far. We're very appreciative of that. Then I would like to say that we appreciate everybody's work, the work you're doing for God. You know, a lot of times we think about it as, I've got to go do this for the church or something. And yeah, by extension, yes. But we're doing this for God. And we want to thank you for the work you're doing for God. And we want you to realize that we realize that not everybody here is going to be a teacher or a preacher or a deacon or an elder or that sort of thing. We have differing abilities, and we must recognize that. I want you to know that the three elders do, And I believe most here realize that, but sometimes we're kind of rough on ourselves and we figure, well, I'm not doing this or that, so do I really count? Yes, you do. It's been my observation here that there are some people who are just really good at welcoming visitors. And I believe that kind of welcome that they get from some people that we might not even think do it, that welcome probably lasts longer than some of the specifics out of the sermons or Bible classes. So whatever role you can do, do it. You're doing it for God. Yes, it helps the Northside family. Yes, it's good. But you're doing it for God. And we appreciate it as well. You know, Paul wrote about this. He talked to the Corinthians. He wrote to them, I should say. And he talked about, it was spiritual gifts at the time, and how some gifts were very noticeable, and some others were not quite so noticeable. But he said, he compared it to the body, and he said, just because, pick a body part, says, I'm not that other body part, does that mean I'm not part of the body? And it does not mean that. You know, you might have a good brain, but if the good brain is not able to be transported from place to place, tell me how important the feet have become. And he spoke about it in terms of, I've chosen the version that says comely parts and uncomely parts. And I like to just think of it in terms of eyes and elbows. It's just alliterative for me and it works out. You know, most of us have eyes that most people don't mind looking at. Elbows, on the other hand, not so pretty. Not mine aren't anyway. We can't all be eyes. We can't all be elbows. But we need these parts. We are very appreciative that as your abilities are, that you work for God. But those duties, those things we do, we must increase in. It's not enough just to say, well, I am that good greeter, I am that good welcomer, and just stay right there when you have ability to do more. So grow in things. As you read different passages in the Bible, and you've been given a whole list of passages today, front and back, but ask you to read those sometime. But among those, you'll find the ones that encourage us to grow. Babies do not grow on milk alone. There comes a time when they must have something more solid. And the same thing with us. We must continue to grow, to take on more challenging diet, and to grow thereby. Some personal goals. I'm going to try to wrap this up very quickly here. But some personal goals that we feel are important for us. Number one, if there are any relationship issues, you know, not good ones, fix them. Fix them. If there is something you have against somebody else here, and I'm not speaking with knowledge of any particular thing, I'm just making a general statement here. Because sometimes, even in the best of families, you know, last name families, Allen family, Taylor family, pick a family here, even in the best of families, things go wrong from time to time. Relationships get strained. Same thing can happen in the Northside family. If it exists, if you know of it or you're a part of it, fix it. God wants us to be the way some of these other passages you're going to see and the way it's been described. God wants us to be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving, loving one another. So let's work on any relationship issues that might be out there. Get them fixed. Make it a priority to spend time in God's Word. Shouldn't even have to say that one. But do make it a priority to spend time in God's Word and in prayer. Make it a priority to be in touch with each other. It's nice that we come here and we see each other for up to 4 hours or so a week. There's another time we need to be in touch with each other. Checking on, doing things together, finding out, what's that family really about? Encourage the weak. And we do have some weak. You know, one time or other, we're all weak. We can be overcome by some things. And it's at times like that that we need others to come alongside us and help us out. So encourage the weak. And get out there and teach others. We were not meant to cloister ourselves. We are not meant to just be four-wall Christians. We are meant to go into the world and teach. So let's do that. Take a good look at that sheet you were given earlier. I think there were roughly 40 copies went out. We tried to make sure that at least one got to each family. Take time to look at those passages. Consider them. Think real hard about them and apply them to our lives. It's important. This has been one of those different occasions this morning. You've not heard Jared come back this afternoon, 1:30, and Jared will be here speaking. It'll be now appearing, Jared Hagen. He'll be here this afternoon speaking. This has been a different one. It's one we try to do each year, not just to say, this is what we've done. This is what you've done. You've done a lot of good things this year, this last year. We want to thank you for that. And we know that there are some who from time to time labor under unusually difficult circumstances and are still here, and we appreciate that. But if you're here, oh, there I go. You may be here this morning and not a member of God's family. And we want to invite you to become a member of God's family. You may be here this morning and have been a member of one of his children and a member of his family and gone astray. And maybe you need and have gotten some encouragement in the last several days or weeks that says, you know, I need to return. And we give you that opportunity. We can have you baptized into Christ this morning if that is your desire. We can hear of your willingness and desire to return to him. And if either of those is your case, we'd ask you to come as we stand and sing the final song.
I will call upon the Lord. Upon the Lord, He is all my righteousness. He will make His face to shine on me. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will wait upon the Lord. He will fill me with His strength. I will fly with wings like an eagle. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the
Special thanks to everyone for being up here this morning, especially if you're visiting with us. We will have a little break, and then we'll be back at 1:30 for more worship and a message from God's Word. Any closing announcements which need to be made? If not, we'll be led in our closing prayer.
Let's bow together. Our gracious Father, because of your love and your goodness, we are able to be your children. And as your children, we recognize that we are in a spiritual family and how wonderful and blessed we are to be a part of that family. And how blessed we are here at Northside to have brothers and sisters to work and to worship with and encourage us and set examples for us. We are thankful, Father, for the work that goes on in this place and for those that oversee this work. And we pray, Father, that as we have come into this new year, that it will be a year that will be pleasing to you, a year of growth, a year where we become more like our Savior, Jesus Christ, a year where we will honor you again and again in all that we are. We pray, Father, that you would bless us in these efforts. Help us always to keep in mind what is most important as we work together. We pray, Father, that we would indeed be a light in this community, that we would care not only for each other, but that we would care for all those round about us, those who are lost, that we may bring others into your family. Thank you again for your love and your blessings and for this time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Out there, east side control. How about an east side control?